This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
I love when the voiceover guy says, war! I don't know what happened there. I'm not quite sure. I think he tried to hit a high note and couldn't quite hit it. Either that or someone kicked him in the balls at the exact moment he was saying that. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what happened, but it is funny. He's got a really deep, cool voice until the moment he says, "Whoa!" Yeah. All right. Today is National Day of Prayer, by the way, so we better pray because things are going so bad in this country. I hope we all pray. Every Christian, every Jew, it is a Judeo-Christian country. It always has been. It always will be. At least for the moment it is. And I just hope and pray that we can take this country back because what's happening is horrible. Governor Ron DeSantis hit the nail right on the head. He said today is National Day of Prayer. And on this National Day of Prayer, we recognize the power of prayer in our lives. Our family is beyond grateful for the outpouring of support for Casey, that's his wife, First Lady of Florida, in the fight against cancer earlier this year. And the message from DeSantis is simple, that prayer works, and he says his family has felt the power of prayer, and those prayers have been answered, and his wife is now cancer-free. And all I could tell you is we have to pray for this country, all of us, because what's happening is very, very, very frightening and dangerous and threatening and deadly, and things are not looking good. Today, the stock market down over 1,000 points. The NASDAQ down 5% at one point during the day. It was down 6%. S&P down a high of 4% on the day. Worker productivity numbers came in. The biggest quarterly decline since 1947. The ISM Jobs Index shows manufacturing jobs tanking, recession levels. Another diesel hits new record high today. And in the middle of all of this, and there's a few more, there's a couple more economic things here, a couple more I want to read you. 34% of retailers could not make rent in April. A new report by BizNow about consumer spending and retailers says 34% of small retail businesses were unable to make their rent in April, and this number was up from 6% in February. Among reasons for not being able to meet their financial obligations, retailers noted inflation, gas prices, supply chain issues, labor shortages, and reduced revenues. Whew. Things are really, really scary at this point. Can you imagine? 6% of retailers in February said they couldn't make rent. 34% in March said they couldn't make rent. That's incredible. Excuse me, April. In April said they couldn't make rent. Always want to be factual. So things are happening very fast and very bad and very scary. At the same time, they can't make rent and productivity's down. J.P. Morgan is estimating a dramatic price increase for nearly all commodities as the supply chain issues continue. Wow. J.P. Morgan Chase warning the cost of commodities is going to skyrocket, according to Epoch Times. A note from the financial giant, J.P. Morgan Chase, said the cost of raw materials rose dramatically in March, will continue on that trajectory for the foreseeable future. It's just what I said in it's just what I said in hour number one of this show. I said, the Fed is panicking because they see now we've got Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe-level inflation headed our way. It's a disaster that could wipe this country out and wipe the middle class out. And they're scared, so they're raising interest rates, but they can't possibly do it fast enough or they would destroy the entire economy and they destroy the ability of the United States government to pay back this massive national debt. So they're never going to be able to go as fast or as high as they'd like. So they're never going to wipe out inflation. So we're going to have inflation with us double digit for many, many years to come at the same time as much higher interest rates, which will destroy the housing market, decimate the housing market. And J.P. Morgan sees it. J.P. Morgan sees it and they can see what's going on. Anybody can see what's going on. Massive spikes. Commodities are libelously spikes, J.P. Morgan says, of 30 to 40% from current levels. Wow. J.P. Morgan noted that while investors have boosted their allocation to commodities over the past 12 months above historic averages, there's still a lot of room to overweight them in their portfolios. According to the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation rose by an eye-watering 8.4% in March, a four-decade high amid the worst presidency in modern history. The Consumer Price Index showed between February and March, prices increased 1.2%, the highest jump since 2005. The numbers are just outrageous. CNN anchor Abby Phillip pointed out the White House had even attempted to label the rise in gas prices as Putin price hike. And even TikTok influencers, they asked them to spread the word, and nobody's listening. A vast majority of Americans don't believe Biden's Russia to blame story. This is all about the disaster of the Biden presidency. And in my opinion, you know, when you say the word disaster, people might think Biden's a moron, Biden's incompetent, Biden has dementia. But the reason it's a disaster is it is a planned, purposeful, intentional destruction of the United States of America. The good news is that the latest poll is out, and Trump would win the election 50 to 36 if it was held today. And also, a new poll's out, the economy is the top issue in the upcoming midterm elections. There's no way GOP doesn't win big, landslide big, if economy is the top issue. This is a Trafalgar Group survey, and it found that they'd asked respondents to identify the most important issue to them in the upcoming elections. 38.5% chose lowering inflation and fixing the economy. No other issue came close. 15.9% was in second place, addressing climate change. 11.3% ensuring racial and social equity. And 11% chose securing the border. No other issue garnered 10% or higher. Notably, lowering inflation and fixing the economy remains the top issues for Republican voters, 48.2%, followed by securing the border, 21%. Independents view the economy as the top issue, 41%, instead of the 48% of Republicans. But Democrats say 27.6% of Democrats say the economy is the top issue, 27.4% believe the top issue is climate change. There it is. They're insane. They're madmen. Madmen, literally, that's what we're dealing with here. People who need a rubber room and a straitjacket and a kiss from mommy and a lifetime in a mental institution. They're just nuts, climate change. Like, I give a flying F about climate change. I care about feeding my family, putting food on the table, and paying the rent or the mortgage. That's what life's about. I see a story here that reminds me of how insane Democrats are. Biden's HHS secretary, and that's Xavier Becerra, right? Is that, let me make sure I got the right, yeah, Becerra. Xavier Becerra, he's the HHS secretary, Department of Health and Human Services. He says cutting off kids' genitals is health care, and taxpayers should pay for it. He had an exchange with Republican Senator Mike Braun. I talked about him yesterday. Mike Braun pushing this HHS secretary, and this is the kind of stuff that came out of their exchange, which is public knowledge. Becerra not only defended the White House's support for experimentation on kids' sexual characteristics, but also brushed off concerns that the so-called gender-affirming care promoted by government causes irreparable damage. He says, I believe we should help those that have life-affirming care that they need. Becerra said, who, along with the Biden administration, has previously signaled support for using your taxpayer dollars to fund genital mutilation surgeries. He says there are many transgender youth who have actually gone in the opposite direction, taking their life. If we could make a life better for someone in America, we should, especially if in consultation with their physician, they approve of those procedures. Whew. Becerra's comments came just weeks after the HHS's Office of Population Affairs dangerously oversimplified the permanent and damaging effects that radical gender ideology, chemical castration, puberty blockers, and genital mutilation surgeries have on children and adults. That same month, Rachel Levine, you know who that is, right? That's the guy who looks like a girl, it looks like a guy wearing a wig, but it's actually a woman who changed to a guy, or was it a man that changed to a woman? I don't know anymore. I'm confused. I have no idea. It's a guy with a wig. Rachel Levine, the male U.S. Assistant Secretary. Well, then how could his name be Rachel? I see. He's the male U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health who masquerades as a female. Got it. So he was a male. He must have been Rick or Richard Levine. Now he's Rachel Levine. He's a guy with a wig. And he falsely claimed there's no argument among medical professionals, pediatricians, pediatric endocrinologists, adolescent medicine physicians, adolescent psychologists, psychiatrists, about the value and the importance of gender-affirming care. You know, let me tell you something. These are disgusting surgeries. Nobody should be allowed to have them till they're 21 years of old or later, and they got to pay for them themselves. You're a man, you want to be a woman? You ain't doing it on my dime. You're a woman, you want to be a man? You're not doing it on my dime. This whole thing is insanity squared. On steroids. Crazy people. I think you're going to spend my money so you can change yourself from a man to a woman. Who ever heard of anything like this? Can you imagine if real macho men like the Founding Fathers or like John Wayne, Ronald Reagan, heard this crap?
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off Decisive Action discount.
40% off!
Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you.
Kyle LaBrouche stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrouche, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrouche.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrouche for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Down to Paradise City. I am the mayor of Paradise City, the conservative Republican mayor, unapologetically conservative Republican. In my world, you don't get welfare. You either work or you starve, unless you're disabled. That's a whole different story. If you're not in a wheelchair, if you haven't lost like three or four limbs to the COVID vaccine, you actually have to work in my world. You don't get welfare. Nobody should get welfare. Put them to work. There's a shortage of people cleaning dishes, cleaning toilet bowls. We can't find gardeners in Las Vegas. You can't find pool cleaners in Las Vegas. Why don't you make all these people work menial jobs instead of government giving them a welfare check? What a joke. This used to be a country of people, you know, that was the whole point. My grandparents came to America from Germany, and then like 10 years later, my uncle came. They had to guarantee that he had a job, and they had to guarantee they would take care of him. And if he was out of work, they'd have to pay him. And if he took welfare, they'd have to pay back the welfare. So that lit a fire under them to make him work, and that lit a fire under him. You couldn't stick your relatives with your welfare bill, so you got to work. Everybody knows that you have to work in that situation. We don't do that anymore. This is insanity, how we're running this country. Into the ground. It's not America anymore. America was about working, not about welfare. As Kip Herridge, I think it was just yesterday, Kip Herridge pointed out, this is the all-time high of job openings, 11.5 million job openings. No one could find anybody. It's a combination of two things. Kip believes a large portion of it is because the companies that want to hire you, especially a large portion of that, he says, is healthcare jobs. And to work in healthcare, you have to be vaccinated. And people don't want to be vaccinated. So the people who already aren't vaccinated that want to get back in the workforce, they're never going to be vaccinated. If you've held out this far, you are never going to be vaccinated. So they don't want the jobs. They can't take them. They're not willing to die or be crippled for the rest of their lives or be a ticking time bomb to a massive cardiac arrest or a stroke that blows your brain apart. They don't want to be a guinea pig. So they don't want the job. It's not worth it. Especially if the government's giving you a lot of money. And then my opinion is a large portion are just lazy bums who want a government check every day and have no ambition whatsoever. No ambition. You know, it kind of reminds me of the story of just last night. I took my kids to one of my favorite restaurants and my favorite sushi restaurants called Osaka in Henderson, Nevada. And there are lots and lots of wonderful waiters there, lots of hostesses there and hosts there, lots of cooks there, you know, the hibachi cooks or chefs. They call them chefs, right? And they're all good kids and good people. But I must say that there's massive, massive turnover, always has been, in every restaurant in Las Vegas and everywhere in the country now, and nobody could find help. But there was one kid that used to work there. He started as a dishwasher. Then he became a busboy. Then he became a chef at the age of 19. And then by the time he was 20, he was the head chef. And by the time he was 24, 25, he'd been the guy I requested to serve my family for like 5 or 6 years. I wouldn't go in without saying, I want that guy. And every time I went in, he talked to me about how he wanted to start his own restaurant. That's an ambitious kid. Starts as a dishwasher, moves to a busboy. At the age of 19, he's a chef. At the age of 20, he's the head chef at a very popular packed, Osaka, very popular packed sushi restaurant and hibachi restaurant. And so now I kept track of him. He finally left, even though he's making great money. He said, I want to own my own restaurant. And he left and bought his own food truck, and it became the most popular Asian-style food truck in all of Las Vegas. And my kids told me he was all over Instagram and TikTok, and it was the truck. And now he's opening his own restaurant, and he must be like 27 now. That's ambition. Meanwhile, in the time since he's worked at Osaka, there's been like 50 other chefs, and they stay for a month, they leave. They stay for 3 months, they leave. They stay for 6 months, they leave. And every restaurant I go to, same story. But there's one kid, instead of being a minimum wage loser or a welfare bum or staying at a restaurant forever making money that doesn't excite him, he left and started his own food truck and now started his own restaurant. And now he's still like 27 years old. That's my kind of guy. What a great kid. His name's Zach. Just the greatest kid. He's in my phone, and I texted with him last night, you know, to ask him how he's doing. He said his restaurant opens in 45 days. Wow, that's a kid with ambition. That used to be America. That's not America anymore. What the hell's the matter with America? God, people who don't want to work, get the hell out of my country.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues and the United States continues to send weapons to Ukraine, reporters at a briefing with Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby are wondering if there will be a strain on U.S. stockpiles as it looks ahead to protecting Taiwan from a possible Chinese invasion. Secretary Kirby says the short answer to that is no.
That support, which we continue to provide, does not affect in any way our obligations under the Taiwan Relations Act or the other ways in which we're supporting Taiwan.
The United States is reporting signs of activity near a North Korean nuclear test site. However, it's unknown if North Korea just placed nuclear material in one of the tunnels there. If Kim Jong-un's government conducts the test, it would be North Korea's seventh underground nuclear test. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Corey the Root is on fire. And the country and the world is certainly on fire. And there's lots to talk about. We've got a great guest coming up in just a second. Let me mention Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health, my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee, they have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and easy and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and the best you could be. Keep in mind that everywhere I go, people say, oh my gosh, you look fantastic. You look young. You look handsome. You look great. You look this. You look that. And then they go, what have you done? And they think I'm going to say I had plastic surgery. No, I'm on the Energized Health program, and I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all inner body visceral fat, because I've never been fat a day in my life, but I didn't know I had fat to lose. I lost 25 pounds of fat. And by the way, my executive producer, Andrew Paul, is the skinniest guy, and he lost 38 pounds of fat, mostly inner body fat, probably not even mostly, probably 100% inner body fat. Because that guy looked, you know, always looked like Andrew, looked like a marathon runner. And yet he lost 38 pounds of fat. That's unbelievable. That's what this program is. Not a weight loss. It's about building your health. It's about building your immune system. And it's about losing unwanted fat. Nothing to do with weight, but fat. I think I've lost 5 pounds in weight, but I also gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Check it out. This thing changed my life. Energized Health. It's amazing. You get 40% off by saying war for Wayne Allen Root. Tell him you're a fan of war. You get 40% off. Just call them at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Our guest right now is Kalen Dorr. He's Senior VP of Getter, and he's the Chief Marketing Guy of Getter, and he served as the Chief Marketing Officer for the Donald J. Trump for President 2020 campaign. Kalen Dorr, great pleasure and honor to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good, brother. Okay, I didn't know all of that about losing inner body fat, and I'm absolutely going to Google that when we get off the road here.
Absolutely. Energized Health. It's the best. Listen, I've never had...
I don't get paid either.
And I get fan mail, right, all the time, a couple thousand a week. I've never gotten fan mail for one of my advertisers before. I get fan mail almost every day from fans telling me, listeners telling me, I lost 50 pounds of inner body fat thanks to Energized Health. I lost 8 inches in my waist. I can't believe it, Wayne. Thank you. God bless you. You changed my life for introducing me to Energized Health. They are an amazing group of people, and they're changing the lives of a lot of conservatives in this country who listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. So thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee, and thank you, Energized Health. And maybe we'll get Kalen on board as well, Kalen Dorr. So listen, first of all, before I get to all the Getter stuff, you were Chief Marketing Officer for Donald Trump for President in 2020. What do you think really happened in 2020? Tell me.
Well, I'll go on the record saying I don't believe Donald J. Trump lost that election to Joe Biden.
And I agree.
If anything, you know, we lost the election to COVID, if at all, right? I think we didn't run against anybody. We're running against the cadaver in chief, is what I like to call it nowadays. And, I mean, a homie just sat in his basement for 8 months and waited it out. He didn't do a darn thing. He didn't sell anything to the American people. And when you look at what's going on in our country now, there's no single tangible quality of life improvement that man has proposed or pushed forward or even thought about since taking office. And it is a damn shame, my friend.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, let me tell you a funny story. We're talking to Kalen Dorr, Senior VP for Getter, Chief Marketing Guy for Getter, and Chief Marketing Guy for Trump's campaign in 2020. And Kalen, it must have been October, because it was just a couple weeks before the election, in Las Vegas. That's where I am. I've lived in Vegas for 20 years, and I love it here. And I called for a big rally to all of my fans. And all I did was call for it on the radio, and then I show up, and I never know if there's going to be 10 people there. And when I got there, there were 10,000 people. And a day later, Joe Biden came to town, and the newspaper reported he had 16 people in concentric circles at an Hispanic community center in Las Vegas. And then later on that afternoon, he had a car rally, and they reported 20 cars. I had a car rally and had 5,000 cars. I'm not running for office. Wayne Root could get 10,000 people and 5,000 cars for Trump, and this guy, Biden himself, can't get 20 people to a rally, and he gets 20 cars. How could he have won the election? You and I both know that's not possible.
Man, car rallies. Remember when that was a thing? My goodness. But back when people, you know, were falling for the COVID conspiracy hoax and all that good stuff. No.
Yeah.
I 1,000% agree with you. What's hilarious is, so over on Getter, we've got a live stream feature. And about a month and a half ago, I set out to eat live on camera the IHOP all-you-can-eat pancake record. And I only got about 10 pancakes in, man. But I'll tell you, 30,000 people tuned in to watch, and that's more than have ever been to a Biden rally ever.
Right, like, ever.
The people that voted for Joe Biden either don't exist or they're just so ashamed of themselves. I mean, think about it. Think about how sad and sick you must be, Wayne, to you would burn this country to the ground rather than do something good for, you know, do anything even remotely conservative that might help. They would do anything. They would tear this country apart if they meant stopping President Donald J. Trump from achieving even the simplest of goals. And that is just sick and twisted.
It is. And by the way, you said 30,000 people were tuned into your pancake eating, and you made the point that, you know, Biden never got that at a rally. Hey, I got to tell you something. You're way underplaying it, Kalen. In all of Biden's campaign, in all of his rallies and campaign stops, he never had all of that combined. There were never, listen, he had 20 people or less in every event. There was never anything like 30,000. I'm not sure if he had 10,000 combined in every rally of the entire presidential campaign. So it's really an amazing story of fraud and theft. It was a stolen election. It was a rigged election. I can't prove that Trump won the popular vote, although I would guess he won that as well. But he certainly won an electoral landslide until five states all coordinated together and decided to stop voting on the night of the election. And the next morning they found hundreds of thousands of votes to zero in favor of Joe Biden, and he pulled it out over big leads Biden had in every state. Ridiculous. Let's talk about the state of social media in the United States, because you're the senior VP for Getter. Jason Miller, by the way, was going to be our guest today, which is your boss, the actual CEO and founder of Getter. And Jason got called into a meeting with President Trump. So that's why we'll have Jason the next few days. And Kalen agreed to pinch hit, and he is a great pinch hitter. And the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer for Trump's campaign for president in 2020, and the same role for Getter. How is Getter growing, by the way, Kalen?
Well, Getter is taking off and it's soaring, and we saw, obviously there's a lot of news about Elon Musk maybe making some moves into the Twitter sphere itself, and what we've seen is our signups themselves have grown by over 300% since he made that announcement, and it's because people are joining the conversation. It's really interesting. This has been a really eye-opening experience for me as someone who's worked in the conservative movement for well over a decade now, in that people were just simply unaware of what was going on over on Twitter and on Facebook, and to kind of see the wool pulled up from everybody's eyes, and, you know, there it's like everyone is now newly enlightened. They're becoming a part of this conversation. I want you to think about it, though. You just said a ton of factual things about the election, right?
But right.
If you were to go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, whatever your, you know, big tech platform of choice would be, and said, even hinted at any of those things, you get banned almost immediately, unless you're Hillary Clinton, who's been getting away with saying the election's stolen for almost 5 years now. And I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. They've gone after some of the more holy of institutions in our country. They're going after a democracy or a republic. And I think they can no longer get away with gaslighting people anymore. So we, you know, the more people that join the conversation, the better for us. And, you know, we're really excited to see, you know, more people jump on Getter, get on Getter.
Yeah, I mean, on much of the liberal social media world from Silicon Valley, Kalen, you can't state facts. In other words, I'm a guy who talks in facts, not opinions. And so right now at this moment, you know, I just got married in November. And since my wedding, the number now is up to 20. There are 20 people who are friends of mine, close friends of mine, personal friends of mine, who either they're friends or they were invited to the wedding or attended the wedding, and they're dead now. Dead. And they're all vaccinated. Every one of them died. None of them died of COVID. They died of heart attacks. They died of strokes. They died of blood clots. 20 people, and I made one mistake, they're either dead or they suffered massive health issues like massive cardiac arrest or massive stroke, and they're hanging on just barely for their lives. Actually, that's the way I'll state it factually. If I were to put that right now on Twitter or Facebook, I'd be banned for life for telling the truth and saying people who are vaccinated are dying, including 20 of my friends. You can't tell the truth on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, but thank God you can tell the truth on Getter. You guys don't censor somebody, do you?
No, we would never censor anyone who's out there speaking truth about, you know, what everyone's you know, COVID and vaccination experience has been. It's just facts. And when you think about it, God, Jim Psaki's running to MSNBC. You got the Biden administration telling big tech what they can or can't do. It's all part of the same machine. It's out there in broad. Like, they think so little of you and I, Wayne, that they're doing all of this in broad daylight.
Kalen, don't forget the Ministry of Disinformation now. That sounds like right out of a communist novel. The Ministry of Disinformation at Homeland Security, headed by a crazy woman who wouldn't know misinformation if it hit her in the face, other than the fact she spouts misinformation all day and calls facts and truth misinformation while she lies to America. Kalen Dorr, we're on the run, Senior VP of Getter and also the Chief Marketing Officer of Getter and the former Chief Marketing Officer for the Trump presidential campaign. Kalen, thank you for pinch hitting. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail.
SealsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave, ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SealsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SealsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SealsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SealsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Way Down the Roots, sponsor of this segment of the show, the Liberty Projects. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects before and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch is famous. It's an historic site. It was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and the Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, here's the bad news, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th, at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. That's a beautiful suburb of Las Vegas. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of the proceeds will be used for the program to help vets and horses, as in military vets and the wild Mustangs. And if you aren't going to play golf, then just make a donation at vetsandhorses.com. If you're somewhere in the country and you either don't play golf or you can't get to Henderson, Nevada for the golf tournament on June 10th, then please give generously to vetsandhorses.com. Just a little bit of housekeeping. If you want to reach me, it's wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. My website is rootforamerica.com. rootforamerica.com. How do you listen to this show? You can listen at usaradio.com live. You can listen at rootforamerica.com live right at the top. You just click on and you're on my national radio show. Or you can listen at Odyssey is another great way to do it. It's the app on your phone called Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's the number one streaming app for listening to radio shows. Now they've picked up The Wayne Allen Root Show, Odyssey at the App Store or Google Play. The Texas border has a mayor that's sounding the alarm. He warns that a tsunami of illegal immigrants are heading to the U.S. once Title 42 ends. Democrats and Republicans have both implored the Biden regime not to end Title 42, which is a Trump-era pandemic rule authorizing the immediate deportation of the vast majority of migrants who cross the border illegally. But now Biden wants to lift it. And last week, the CDC, head of the CDC, their director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, dutifully played her role and ordered the rule rescinded on May 23rd, which means hundreds of thousands of migrants are going to rush the U.S. border. And what's weird about this is, why would the CDC rescind the order? This is the same CDC that just said everyone should still be wearing masks on airplanes, trains, and buses. They're still paranoid about COVID that literally is a cold. At the same time as they're saying let the whole world into America, no matter how sick they are, no matter what third world disease they bring to America. This is all so sick, such mental illness, such radical communism, such radical hatred for the United States. These people are all traitors. They should all be tried and put in prison for life on Guantanamo. Or given the death penalty if you're found guilty of treason. One official in a Texas border community, Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin Jr., warned in with Fox News that a tsunami of humanity is headed to America. He said he's expecting his community to face a 100% increase in the number of illegal aliens in Uvalde, and he'll have to deal with it. And he says the regime in charge, Biden, does not care. We've been dealing with this crisis for the last year, and since Biden was installed as president, but now he says he can't even describe what he believes is coming to the border in just a few weeks. What's coming on the 23rd of May won't even be describable, he said. You're talking about thousands of people that are going to hit that border just waiting to cross it, and there's nobody prepared down here for it. The federal government is not prepared for it. Thank God Governor Abbott is getting prepared for it, but it's going to be just wild, wild west and crazy down here. And, of course, he's talking about several measures Abbott announced, including chartering private buses and sending the illegal migrants to Washington, D.C., with the Biden administration ending Title 42 expulsions in May, Texas will be taking its own unprecedented actions this month to do what no state in America has ever done in the history of this country to better secure our state as well as our nation, said Governor Abbott. To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed with hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. We're sending it to the U.S. Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across the border. The governor also announced enhanced public safety inspection of vehicles coming from Mexico into Texas. The new policy will slow traffic from Mexico into Texas, but it's necessary to curb cartel traffic flowing in. And also, other actions he's going to take include deploying boat blockades in the Rio Grande River, deploying razor wire at low water crossings and high traffic areas, creating container blockades to drive people away from low water crossings. And he's going to announce more measures soon. Biden could not care less about the borders of the United States of America. This is a tragedy of epic proportions. This is an attempt to destroy the United States and outvote all the citizens who have all become Republicans overnight, including the legal Hispanic citizens. Biden wants to outvote them with illegal alien votes to keep Democrats in office forever, because the illegals want welfare from cradle to grave, and he's going to write them the checks to make it happen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.